Today's beautiful Advent Gospel proclaimed the beautiful Thanksgiving prayer that Mary offered at the time she was visiting her cousin Elizabeth. If you were here yesterday, remember the Gospel was about that visitation. She had just learned that, miraculously, she was to be the mother of a child. She wasn't fully sure what this was all going to be all about, but it was something that was totally unexpected, a miracle of grace, of course. And then the same thing was true of Elizabeth, another miracle, because she was an elderly woman who was conceiving her first child. And so Mary offers this beautiful, beautiful prayer of thanksgiving. We who pray the divine office, the liturgy of hours in the church, every day at evening prayer, we offer this prayer of thanksgiving of Mary. And in a sense, thanksgiving is a sentiment that fills our hearts naturally at this time of Christmas. But it's kind of interesting, in the first reading, it's an elderly woman also who's been wishing she could have a child and finally promises God, you know, if you let me have a child, I'll give him back to you. He can work in the temple all the days of his life. That was elderly Hannah. She too was grateful to God because his intervention made a big difference in her life. What I find interesting about this particular prayer of thanksgiving is it has some words that suggest, that doesn't sound like the kind of prayer a nice woman would offer. She talks about, you know, he has mercy on those who fear him, scattering the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, casting down the mighty from their thrones. You know, those were kinds of the sentiments of some of the people who were rioting and carrying out violence in our city just 6 or 7 months ago. So that's kind of unusual words because in a sense, they're words that speak of revolution. Revolution. Well, just a little while ago, Pope Francis was calling for a revolution in the church. The revolution he was calling for was a revolution of tenderness. He said that would be a dramatic revolution if all of us went about being more grateful for the good things that happen to us, being kinder and more generous in all our dealings with one another, and eager to forgive and forget and let bygones be bygones. That's the kind of revolution that Mary's praying for. That's the kind of revolution that Pope Francis is praying for today's world. And that's the kind of revolution we want to have in our own hearts because, you know, conversion is lifelong and ongoing. None of us is perfect. God sent his son into the world not to pat us on the back because we're doing such a great job, although he probably does that from time to time. But Jesus basically came to save us from our foolishness, to lead us into the revolution from sin and evil to that loving and caring life which Pope Francis is trying to advocate today in our church and in our world. So let's pray together this morning that God will bless us this Christmas with that spirit of tenderness, care, compassion, love, and forgiveness. And wouldn't it be wonderful if it could happen in this new year?